Hi, I'm Jay. I'm here confessing, but also professing, to crimes that will come if I remain mum. This is the tale of how I solved the homeless crisis in Cali with love.
Is it tough to live in California? Memphians always ask me. It depends, was my go-to answer. As Oleg once said, to you, it is war. To me, mommy dearest. Translated into English, it means California is what you make out of it. During the COVID lockdown, Josh and I worked in food delivery. Like nurses and firemen, we were heroes, lifesavers, bringing nourishment and hope to fellow Angelinos. The truth is, we delivered food mainly to ourselves. Josh would place the food at the door, as requested, take a picture as proof of delivery, send it to our food delivery app, then grab the order and make it back to the car. I used to walk into a restaurant, looking at my phone, pick up the most deliciously smelling bag on the counter, and walk off with it. When one food delivery app would catch up with us and kick us out, we'd sign up for their competitor's app and start all over again. We ended up outright stealing the food. The waiting time to place a complaint with any app customer support in India was up to 6 hours. Who's going to stay on the phone that long? A few loons did manage to get through, like Brian in Panorama City, who reordered spicy chicken wings after canceling them, but the order never arrived. Brian lost his voice screaming at Joseph, "Customer support agent 36? All he could hear clearly over a dodgy line was Joseph's 36 toddlers crying in Bangalore. We could have told Brian that his chicken wings tasted like a pepper-sprayed mop. Definitely not worth the wait. But like gods, we stayed above the fray. They call me a god. Yet, despite all our savviness, we missed out on the looting of Rodeo Drive and the loving memory of George Floyd. Look, it was a next-level ninja operation masqueraded as a BLM protest. Mysterious rioters made noise, backed Dolce & Gabbana Summer 2020 collection and disappeared into the night. Next morning, when Josh and I were delivering food in Beverly Hills, we saw a few white kids in ski masks, gloves, and designer backpacks drawing sloppy Eat the Rich graffitis. For a sanctioned BLM protest in our hometown of Van Nuys, Josh and I got ready. Javon was grounded by his mom, but my Mexican friends were down. They rented hammers from their uncle's workshops. We thought Target for electronics. In your dreams, sucker. Armenians in the local government pretend to be Democrats, but are as conservative as hell. Hence, heavy police presence at big chain stores, including Target. The local commerce wasn't worth the effort. For one, you want to loot a Gucci store, not a pupuseria. Oh, and here's another life hack. Stay away from Armenian-owned jewelry boutiques if you don't want to get shot. On Van Nuys Boulevard, the riot police were looking down at groups of depressed Mexican and white high schoolers and hot Cheeto girls with handmade posters. An ancient model of Honda Civic burned down in a back alley, and a regret over a wasted Sunday. In Van Nuys, outrage over George Floyd's senseless death was palpable.
Thanks for listening to How I Solve the Homeless Crisis That Bothers Us All. America, follow and share and tune in next week. Remember, it's money and ratings we seek.